Hey, sweet friend, welcome to the Free and Well podcast. I am so glad you're here. Are you ready to start growing your confidence and knowing that you are enough? Are you ready to stop being so hard on yourself, second guessing yourself, and putting off those amazing goals you have? Hey, friend, I'm Devaney. I'm a recovering perfectionist and people pleaser. I'm a therapist, life coach, and a dog mom, and I remember being right where you are. I am on a mission to share with you powerful faith and psychology-based tools to help you start being kinder to yourself, start creating consistent, positive, healthy routines, and start setting healthy boundaries. It's time for you to break free from self-doubt and your inner critic. You are worthy and enough just as you are today. And even though I'm a therapist, this show is for educational purposes only. Information from this show is not a substitute for mental health or medical treatment. All right, my friend, it is your time. Let's dig in and take some real, authentic, perfectly imperfect action together. Let's go. To genuinely start feeling more worthy and knowing that you are enough just as you are. I remember struggling so much with keeping quiet, feeling like an imposter, doubting myself, and really having a hard time seeing myself the way that other people saw me, right? Like questioning yourself, other people are complimenting you and see all of these amazing strengths, but having such a hard time seeing those things in myself. Staying quiet, filtering myself. That's exactly why I've created Wake Up to Your Worth, where we are going to deep dive for 1 week to really help you start knowing that you are enough. This is for the woman who is ready to start dropping all of the weights of the shoulds of who you should be, what your life should look like. For the woman who is ready to start feeling like she is enough just as she is. For the woman who's ready to start owning her own unique amazingness, her gifts, her value, her worth. To start having more fun, taking herself a little less seriously, feeling less pressure in all situations to be a certain way, say a certain thing. Feeling like you don't need to prove yourself to anyone. Feeling really grounded, rooted, content in who you are. Okay, in this program, I'm going to teach you practical mindset and mental wellness tools, trauma-informed nervous system soothing tools. You're going to get a daily training in Voxer, which is a texting and voice text app that you can listen to just like a podcast at any time. You will have forever access to these trainings. You're going to get a daily journal prompt to dive even deeper into these trainings. You're going to create your own worthy AF roadmap so you feel empowered and equipped to keep practicing what you've learned throughout our week together after the program. And you're going to receive mentorship and coaching from me, a trained therapist who has been in the mental health field for 9 years. Okay? You're going to walk away with a simple yet so effective self-worth building toolkit. You're going to walk away with a deeper understanding of yourself, your nervous system, who you are, what you are wanting out of life, what this worthy version of you, right? This version of you who knows her worth, how she shows up in the world, and start practicing that. Showing up as this version of you who knows her worth, knows her value, knows what she deserves. Start treating yourself that way, speaking to yourself that way. Okay, so if you're ready to start truly knowing that you are enough just as you are, I invite you to head to freeandwell.org/intensive. I'm going to be opening up our group chat on Friday, and then we are getting started on Monday. So you can join anytime up until Monday. Okay, freeandwell.org/intensive. I am so excited. So excited. Head there, save your spot. I cannot wait to see you in there. Hello, hello, my lovely friend. We are here with a lovely meditation to support you in knowing that you are enough. You are enough. And something that I've shared, if you have not already listened to all of our March content, you will see brackets on every title that says wake up to your worth. All of March 2023, because I have no idea when you're listening to this. we talked all about waking up to your worth. And the really amazing thing is that nothing that you can do can change your worth. So nothing that we are doing here is changing your innate worth. We are just growing your awareness of your worth. We are growing your embodiment of your worth, right? Your deep knowing, your deep believing in your mind, in your body, in your actions, stepping into that worth that is already innate, unwavering, unchanging. That's what we're doing here. Okay, so let's go ahead, and I would love for you to get into a comfy seated position. Comfy seated position. Whether that is cross-legged or feet on the floor. And I would love for you to rest your hands palms up on top of your legs, if that feels comfortable and safe for you to do so. Palms up, palms open, resting on your legs here. And what we're going to do, as per usual, we're going to take three deep breaths, okay, to kind of get us started. And what we're going to do is, for the inhale, you are going to close the hands into a ball. And then as you exhale, releasing the hands, letting them open and rest. And the idea with this, as with many of the other practices we have been doing, is that for many of us with everyone has an active mind, but especially for those of us maybe with ADHD, maybe with anxiety, it is really helpful for us to have what we're going to call an anchor in our practice. So we have something that we are focusing our attention on. So whenever our mind wants to wander, we are bringing our attention back to some type of movement, right? Closing of the hands, opening of the hands in this scenario. Some other ones that you may find in other meditations might be focusing on the inhale. And I literally say that to myself. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. So it's really helpful for us to choose one thing that we want to focus on and continue to bring our attention back to throughout the practice, okay? That's building these muscles in our brain of focus, of not letting our mind just take over, of not just letting our mind take us wherever it wants, that we get to notice our thoughts and refocus on the present moment, or refocus on what matters. Okay? So we are sitting here in a comfy seated position. Maybe your feet are on the ground, pressing down into the ground, feeling that rootedness, that grounding. Or maybe you're sitting cross-legged if that feels better for you. Hands are resting, palms face up and open on top of your thighs. And we're going to take a nice slow breath in and slowly close the hands into a ball. And then a nice slow exhale, letting the hands open and fall flat. Breathing in, closing the hands. Breathing out, opening the hands. Breathing in, closing the hands. Holding. Breathing out, opening the hands. Okay. And then taking a second here, noticing and naming any emotions that are present with you, just to check in. This could sound like I am noticing some sadness, I'm noticing some stress, I'm noticing some anxiety. Just noticing and naming for yourself maybe one or two emotions that are coming up. And then taking another nice big breath, coming back into the body, taking another nice big breath, maybe even stretching up and out if that feels good. And a nice slow exhale. What I want you to do here, straighten the spine if that feels good. Roll the shoulders back. And I want you to repeat after me in your mind or aloud whatever feels better. I am enough just as I am. My worth is innate. My worth is unchanging. I have so much value to share in the world. I bring so much value into the world. Just as I am right now, I am enough. Just as I am right now, I am wonderful. Who I am right now is powerful. Today, may I stand in my worth. Today, may I practice standing in my enoughness. Today, may I practice deeply believing all of these things. Today, may I deepen my belief in my worth. May I begin to embody knowing that I'm worthy of every good thing. May I begin to believe that I'm worthy of my dreams. May I begin to believe that all of my dreams are already in process. I don't need to change anything about who I am. I am worthy. I am wonderful. I am open to growth and healing and evolution. While also standing in the truth that I am enough just as I am. I am open to growth and change. But not because anything is wrong. I am worthy. I am enough. I am excited to grow and evolve. From a rooted, grounded place of knowing I have so much value. I'd love for you to come into a self-hug here or hands on heart, whatever feels better. Taking a really nice big deep breath here. Noticing how you feel here. And noticing if there was maybe one statement specifically that is speaking to you. Jotting that down if that's calling to you, writing it on a post-it, putting it somewhere where you'll see it. And noticing how you feel here, rooted, grounded in your worth. We get to grow, we get to change, we get to evolve from a space of you are already enough. You are enough. You are worthy. You are valuable. You are deserving. And we get to grow and learn and heal and show up in our lives in ways that feel so fulfilling, that feel more aligned, that feel more authentic, that feel more intentional, that feel more true to you. Because as you stand in your worth, you're knowing that you are so loved, so cared for, so valuable, so worthy. As you stand in that, we get to make choices that feel more aligned, more genuine, more authentic, and really step into what God has for you, which is more than we can even imagine, think, or ask for, right? So much more peace, well-being, abundance, all of these incredible things. And as we stand in our worth, as you are rooted in your worth today, my friend, it gives us the freedom to go after these things and be willing to stumble, be willing to take risks, be willing to bet on ourselves, be willing to be our weird, quirky selves, because we're already so worthy and loved. And our sense of self is not being questioned. We're sure of it. You know that you are cared for, protected, loved, divinely guided. And life gets to become more playful and more fun. And we get to take those risks and make those moves to show up in your life in a more genuine, authentic way, how you actually want to be showing up in your life, what you actually want to be saying and doing and enjoying. From this rooted, grounded space of knowing that you are so deeply loved, cared for, protected, and guided. I hope this spoke to you, my friend. Please share this with a friend who you think would love this. Send this to them. That's how we get more listeners. I would so appreciate it. I would so appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope this episode spoke to you and encouraged you. And before you go, I have an online community that is just for you. Head to freeandwellcommunity.com and be sure to enter your email so you can be the first to hear about new episodes, to get Monday morning journal prompts, and to get special gifts from me. All right, my friend, I will see you at our next coaching coffee date. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day.